Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This isn't the attack show, but you might think it is.
1990s problems. Ba-da-ba-ba-bum.
1990s problems, you're listening to it.
1-9-0-0-0-0. Hello, Ali Plum, how do you do?
Hello, Ross, how are you?
I'm very well, but you broke my rhythm of my rapping.
Yeah, I did a rap robot thing.
Classic rap robot.
I mean, who doesn't love a rap robot?
Just when you think you're going to get the flow, look out, here comes the rap robot.
Hello, I am here.
See, every time, he just kills the flow. Every time I'm getting a bit of a flow, saying, hey, Ali, how do you think the show will
go? Good morning.
Yeah, every time I kill the flow. So, you're
Hello.
Probably listening to this thinking, am I feeling dead? No. I'm feeling alive.
Am I punching people?
No. You're kicking someone.
You're kicking them.
Because you're live.
And you're kicking in
the British Broadcasting Corporation. From the year 1993 to 2001. But we're not going to talk about that.
No, we're not going to talk about that. But just briefly, in not talking about them, the people that hosted that show included House Husband's favourite, Katie Hill, aka Her Off Blue Peter.
Yep.
And a variety of other people that you would never, ever, ever remember, ever.
No, then the last ones.
Just like some properly randomy randomers. But anyway.
There's obviously because what they're doing was they were looking for Ant and Dec.
They were looking for Ant and Dec, who were on SMTV Live. Just to be clear, Live and Kicking was a magazine show.
It was a magazine show.
For kids that incorporated bits of other TV shows. It kind of grouped them all together so you might have some X-Men, the animated series.
Oh, they had loads of shows that ran in between in and out of it.
Rugrats. Keenan and Kel, I'd forgotten what was on this.
Smart Guy. The Wild Thornberrys.
I remember being really bored. We talked about this in the Rugrats episode, but Rugrats again.
But they only show half an episode.
And then it would be some filler, and then you'd jump to the next half later.
Come back. Ba-ba.
It used to really annoy me, because if I wanted to... I preferred T4 when T4 came along much later.
It's a bit like...
It would just go, here is the show, link.
Like Rugrats was like the adverts in a magazine.
Yes.
If this is a magazine show, it's like...
I wanted
I'm
Andy
not interested
Peters.
In Herb Essences. I want to see Andy Peters' face.
I want to see Jamie Thingston.
Jamie Thingston, I don't care if you're offering me this free sample of Head and Shoulders.
In the shape of Angelica's
small
head.
Tommy's diaper.
Yes, great idea for merch.
That's
Note
not
that
a bad
down.
Idea, actually, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We should
diaper,
steal that.
Diaper soap.
But yeah, it was a magazine kids Saturday morning children's, very much children's show.
Yes, very much.
And it was aimed firmly at children.
Sure. So how many episodes do they do?
Was it close
264.
Whoa.
That's a lot of eps.
I was about to say 300, but somehow 264 sounds like a bigger number. Was a big deal. It had a peak point, which was... kind of two-thirds of the way through its run, which
There's
was when
Ball,
it was hosted
Thiessen
by Zoe Ball and
Jamie
Thiessen, who are still doing business today.
Still
turning
it.
Tricks.
Andy Peters, everyone's still doing business. John, a little man you might know called John Barrowman.
John Torchwood Barrowman.
John still has a bit of weird... He's not figured out that he can do just... You know, like John Barrowman now only does an American accent, or like he's on a talk show, he'll do a Scottish accent.
He's mid-Atlantic
when he was on,
right now.
When he was on Live and Kicking... He was flitting between the two of them. He'd obviously just come down from the
Highlands,
the wee Highlands, and his no figure out fit his voice where it should go. You can
Yes, I do, Ken.
Good.
Yeah, he was in the first season before we basically got rejected.
Yeah,
well, pushed into. They had a segment which was not "Here are some shows." There were a couple of them. Mainly, one would be "Here's some 90s pop group." Yep. And it was always people like Bewitched or Steps.
Bewitched,
or...
when I'm going through a few clips, I swear Bewitched were in every single, maybe all of the 200 and...
And Steps. And Louise Redknapp was on it all the time. All Saints on it all the time. That. Boyzone on it.
Take that.
All the time. Every incarnation of that. And I think they just realised that 3 million kids watching the show...
Can't go wrong.
You can't, there was no internet to distract them. There was nothing else to do. 3 million all you had,
the only way
the
you could
program.
Be distracted is if you phoned in with your adult's permission.
Yep.
Shall ask we play the intro?
Ask the fee payer's permission. Yes, there were many intros, but just to describe what you're about to see.
This is a 94.
94 episode, right? So this has, and we're going to play it in full, the first segment.
Is it, yeah, because it's...
There is a silver ball that bursts out of old television
as
center.
As per all 90s intros, stuff, shit is flying everywhere.
Things move quickly.
And in this... But it's a history of it. In the 90s, things flying around, things knocking about, very important to portray excitement.
Enthusiasm.
It's like, it was like the earliest CGI effects. They had this weird cat. It was like a CGI cat that's on a screen.
The CGI
its
cat
mouth
was so
didn't
weird.
Move quite in time.
It looked a bit like a crash test dummy cat.
I thought you were going to say a crack.
It looked like a crackhead.
Crack. Have you ever seen a cat on crack?
I've seen a fox on crack.
Where did you see a fox on crack?
The crack fox.
Yeah,
it's from.
He was one of the, that was one of Simon and what the name's bits. Oh, the crack fox is that on Mighty Boosh?
Yeah, it's Mighty Boosh.
I never really watched Mighty
Boosh. No, yeah, whatever. Yeah, they were not. No one cares. Here, live gigging 994. Here's the intro and a bit of the other stuff. Just so you know, this footage cues out from The Raccoons.
So you get a nice little taster of that intro.
Never liked The Raccoons. Did you, Ross?
I don't think I ever watched The Raccoons.
Not very good. This is the children's bit that goes, hey, children's ident, Habib.
It's 1994, it's back and it's bigger
that's the cat.
Than before, so make it your news resolution to tune in every Saturday. Yay!
Yes, it's 1994. This is Live and Kicking. We're back from Burt Island for the next 3.25 hours with a January bonanza of a programme.
Oh my goodness, yes, stay with us the entire morning because we're going to be offering you competitions, guests, and we're going to be throwing in a couple of really fantastic...
I'm going to pause it there because John Barrowman looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah, he is someone's dad, and he's a single dad at the kids' party, and everyone else has a wife... Or an engaging child.
And
he has the bored, unhappy child.
And his corduroy trousers are slightly too thick.
There is a mustard stain he didn't know was there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's unhappy about it. So he's putting his hand over it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of an uncomfortable position to put the hand there.
Yeah, exactly.
You just said Andy Peters and Emma Forbes. They came from a previous incarnation of the show, which was called Going Live.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right, Going Live. And she and him were part of a cookery section of it.
Yeah,
and they went, okay... You know about cooking. Why don't you host a magazine show for
because
kids?
Going Live was Philip Schofield.
That was 6 years of that.
Schofield before he went and sold his soul.
To Holly Willoughby.
To Holly Willoughby. A young Holly Willoughby, I assume, in the 80s? Because there's probably a bit of an age gap there, isn't there?
I have no idea what the deal was.
But he sold his soul to ITV.
Yeah.
That was my point.
Loads
and
of money.
And they make reference to ITV so many times. They make reference to ITV, they make reference to the BBC pays poorly. Can't confirm or deny that. there's just these weird, like, there's one bit where, I'm jumping around a bit, but they go to when SMTV Live is launched, and Ant and Dec are on it.
Obviously
and Andy Peters comes back. We'll play it in a bit, but Andy Peters comes back and does this weird sort of, like, pun about Ant and Dec in Cat Daily. It's fucking weird. So there's like all this weird like jealousy. The voiceover guy goes like, oh, had to park in a disabled spot. Obviously didn't have money for the parking meter. Must be on BBC salaries. Like, all this weird, like, the random,
full,
like...
Full of dad jokes.
Full of dad jokes. So, yeah.
I should point out that these, for me, this original, like, first three seasons, Emma Forbes, Andy Peters, John Barrowman for the first season before he got relegated to another area, then got basically told to go away.
Get rid of him.
This was, like, genuinely spending time with your parents' mates. I didn't like it at all.
You didn't like Lemon Kicking?
Didn't like the first three seasons.
Oh, right.
I liked it when it was Zoe Ball and Jamie Theakston because they had what the BBC likes to call personalities. They had actual humanoid characteristics of engaging with other humans. These guys, it was just bad. Although I did quite like Andy Peters. Anyway,
Andy
Peters is
great.
Oh, also notice how they talk over each other and stutter and stumble all the time. Worse than us.
John Barrowman wants to start talking maybe 700 times in the last 30 seconds we've played it.
He could probably do with the rat robot turning up.
Absolutely. The rat robot would have been better than that cat that they've got that's stuck in the TV.
It keeps nodding. It's terrible.
Yes, and going for a song more music than you can imagine. We have Biddy McLean here singing his new song.
Oi, where's Trevor Simon then? Is it two for the price of one today?
Could be.
Comedy larks. Two people in boiler suits.
No, I know that. But there's nothing wrong with our brand new phone in game show. Every loony wins.
So if you want to play, call now. Get calling on Every Loony Wins game. Every Loony Wins.
Andy Peters found that funnier than anyone else ever will or ever has.
2 minutes of people basically making huge mistakes.
Trevor and Simon remind me so much of...
Dick and Dom?
No, not Dick and Dom. The voices, because they're northern, sound like Mark and Lard.
Wow.
Or Radcliffe McConey on Six Music in the Afternoon. That's what it is. It's like the same shit comedy as well. Just like that really like...
But they just made mistakes. John Barrowman just made a huge mistake. He couldn't say a word. It was his first word to say. And those two just speak over each other and shout and scream. And I know it's a live show.
Andy Peters laughs at anything.
No one cares. Like, it's just get it out.
Would you? It's like Saturday morning.
Children are listening, watching. No one, just do it.
You've been up all night. You've been down at the BBC bar Friday night. Yep. Probably watched Top of the Pops. Probably maybe stuck around for Jules Holland.
Yep. This is how every BBC employee's day was.
So, what are you doing tonight? Top of the Pops. I'll probably watch Top of the Pops. Might nip over, see how the live episode of EastEnders is going.
Have a boiled egg from the canteen.
Have a boiled egg in the canteen. Nice salad, perhaps. Is it the 90s? Did they eat salads in the 90s? I suppose it was the start of the salad. The 80s. The 90s.
Salad era.
The salad days, if you will.
Oh, Beck.
Get on it. Get the fucking trolley out. Next thing you know, 9 a.m. live and kicking.
Hello, you need to talk.
The next thing you know, you're talking to a poorly CGI'd cat.
This moment here that we've just alluded to, they've all burst into hysterics because... Pratty and
because Trevor and Simon were trying to take a wrench to a light bulb.
Yeah, in the front of a car. Some loony.
There's a thing,
and they're all making mistakes. Oh look, they've made a mistake.
Yeah, unprofessional.
Good luck not making a mistake. Unprofessional. The next 2 minutes. Here's a few more blunders.
Every loony wins and dial on 0818118181. They never give the right number. And watch, because today's show is completely packed. Wait till you see what we have lined up for you. Watch out, rats. In 20 minutes, meet Eek, the cartoon cat with an appetite for adventure. And at 9:45, it's time to go really wild, where Michaela Strachan pops into the studio and then stays throughout the morning. Fancy being impressed at 5 to 10? Comedian Bobby Davro gives his tips on impersonation.
Bobby Davro doing an impression of Gary Glitter there, just to put it in a little time perspective. In fact, Bobby Davro, really?
Bobby Davro was enough for me. Like, also, they're queuing up a bit of EastEnders, which was obviously great if you're
weird.
A 9-year-old.
Then you were like, when's Rugrats on? Well, here's a lassie off EastEnders.
Here's some girl.
Sounds good.
That acts a bit.
Billy will be here at 10 o'clock and at 10 to 12 to answer your questions about Britain.
And that one that died of AIDS on EastEnders as well. What was his name?
Gary AIDS.
That's it.
Top soap. past 10, keep your eyes on the road for the star driving test with Bitty McLean. And there's a bit more of Bitty when he sings his latest ditty an hour later. And at 10:15, it's Ice Blocks Away when penguins hit the runway for this week's Run the Risk. A game of hide and seek takes the Addams Family out of this world in one of three stories this morning at 10 to 11. Then at 5 to 12, Spades at the Ready for the Live and Kicking Video Garden. Trev and Simon find out whether their star guests dig this week's videos.
That voiceover bit is very important to me.
The fact that they then go straight into this. Okay. It's like the most 90s thing in the world. So you just like had that. First of all, they trail the whole 3-hour show.
Yep.
No way would they ever do that anymore.
No.
They'd be like, you'd get the next 10 minutes, and they would talk about the next 10 minutes for 10 minutes.
I remember watching that early bit, the beginning, and writing down, right, what stuff I want to watch. No, genuinely.
You have to.
I was too young to think, oh, well, look in the back of a newspaper. I'll just go, Addams Family, 10 past 11.
Right, what's the time now? I've had my Cocoa Pops.
How can I fill up the boredom that
because
is my existence?
That's a very difficult, because at 12, that's like, we at 9 till 12, right? Well, on a morning routine, when are you having a shower in that?
Shower? You bath. Showered as a child?
Oh, showered. Did what? You have a bath?
I never washed.
Oh, that's fine.
God.
Smelly alley.
That's what they call me.
They called you.
What I was named
you've
after.
You've been sliding around on your knees at the Scouts on the Friday against your will.
Yep.
Bullied, kicked in the teeth.
It's because I stank.
You stink.
Did I tell you the story about when I was watching Live and Kicking? Why would I? And I had a new pair of pajamas as a child.
Smelly old...
Stinky pajamas.
Stinky PJs, yeah.
And then I started... I managed to find a big pair of scissors from the kitchen and just proceeded to chop my pajamas. I was just there watching TV, like, just going, snip, 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 just cutting holes into my pyjamas.
So like a snip, Peter snip. Pan, and you're like one of the Neverland boys.
Yeah, a bit like
Never
that, boy. Yeah.
Are they, what are they called, the Never Boys?
Never
Boys. What were they called?
Boyzone, I think they were called.
Boyzone, that's it. Boyzone.
I think Nevermind was their first album.
Nevermind the Boys.
Yep, it was pretty good.
Here's Peter Pan.
Or as John Barrowman would say, here's Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. My impression of John Barrowman.
Okay, there, Peter Pan.
Okay, there, how are you doing?
it's cruel. He'll never come to anything.
But a very important question, because did you have a bath Friday night? You got home from Scouts.
Was a morning bather or an afternoon or a morning or a
Because it was an important
bather.
Question, because it's like, for me, 9 to 12, well, my mum and dad don't get up and have a shower straight away.
No, not of mine.
So without having brekkie... Whatever.
I got up at 6 for Terry Toons, for starters.
Right, I can't remember what time I got up, but I remember watching Live and Kicking, but I just also remember I don't think I would have had my shower by the time Live and Kicking commenced.
I'd agree
now,
with
this
that.
Is very important, because when am I going to go? The almost, it's like, well, whenever Trevor and Simon are on, I'll go for a shower,
yeah. Later on, there were these things called the Leprechauns, which were two Muppets.
Sage and Onion.
I'm as bad as John Barrowman. And they were like the Zig and Zag were the Big Breakfast.
Obviously, Mr. Blobby.
Mr. Blobby was a big part of the show later on.
He was everywhere.
The BBC used the Live and Kicking format to peddle their youth-centric stuff, like that young person from EastEnders. They went, bring him in, get him
on.
Yeah,
get them in the youth in. And also, like... confusing, because there's a lot of times, we'll play some clips later, where they're introing Live and Kicking, or they're coming out of something, and Adventures of Lois and Clark has just been on.
Always happened. Always,
so it's like, is
music.
It 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. at night? Like, the BBC...
They would repeat last week's
Lois
and Clark, then, the Saturday after.
You got that guy doing his Elvis impression.
Oh, just...
Anyway...
It's a confusing show, and I think the reason why I want to talk about it is because of all the things we've talked about, this is the purest, highest grade. This is Heisenberg levels, 99.999%.
Yeah,
'90s.
It is. And also, I wrote down on a second, I was watching stuff, I was like, this is the mothership.
This is the mothership.
All the shows we've talked about, or like
Lewis
any
and Clark,
British,
Rugrats.
And also like any British people that listen to this episode, which is the majority of them, like, the chances are they saw the programs that we've spoken about because they were on during Live and Kicking.
Keenan and Kel had Keenan a long time here on this show.
Here we go. But yeah, I just want to play the end of this because so they've cut they just trailed over a minute of what's going to happen. So like this, then this, then this, and this, and they cut straight into this. And I just this for me is like the pinnacle of 90s because it's like to be alive and this was new. This song was amazing.
Oh, listen, I've only got 6 seconds to introduce this pop video, so listen, I won't waffle on about nothing, I'll just give you the facts, here they are.
D-Ream, things can only get better.
Things
can only get better.
Famously used by the Labour Party.
They can only get better.
Famously used. Thank you, Rapping Robot. There was, that song was famously used by the Labour Party during Tony Blair's campaign
inauguration.
Prime Minister. So yeah, that was the intro for the 1994 Live and Kick In, and it's fucking great.
Let's go to the better series, which was season six.
So obviously five, Andy six. Peters and I've forgotten her name again already. Emma
Forbes,
whose mum is Anna Forbes.
Oh, we all know who she is, obviously.
She's famous because there's like one episode. And then Andy Peters just used to cry all the time.
Or with laughter or just crying?
Is that Anna Forbes? I'm getting myself confused now. I think it is. Anyway, Anna Forbes' mum's someone.
Okay.
Because they do it. No, Andy Peters used to be very emotional. And that's the famous thing is Andy Peters' last ever episode of Live and Kicking.
Oh, that's right. Balls
his
out.
Fucking eyes out.
And I think when they introduce the new Live and Kicking people, it's like, oh, and you know, I promise you'll do okay.
Yeah.
What's he doing right now, Andy Peters?
Andy Peters, he's doing all right. 45.
Currently employed by ITV.
Boo.
Nothing wrong with ITV, except everything.
It presents The Hub on This Morning. Smooth radio
he
show.
He owns a modelling agency which caters for fitness models.
Don't know him.
This came about after he became a cover star for UK fitness magazine Men's Health in 2007.
2006, Peters made an appearance on ITV's X Factor. As in the previous year, Peters was stationed as a reporter behind the scenes at the location of a CD factory ready to launch production of the winner's single.
What a
That's
job.
Amazing. Andy, we need you to go down to a CD factory and see if Will Young or Gareth Gates' CD are going to be pressed.
Let's get that lovely man, Alan Partridge. Oh, he's fictional. Okay, Andy Peters, let's get him down.
As pointed out, Peter's film credits include Toy Story 2, in which he supplied the voice of Male Baggage Handler 1. Role he was offered while interviewing director John Lasseter for Andy Meets Toy Story 2, a making-of program. Because of American word card laws, Peter's had to record line in the UK over a live broadcast to the Pixar studio.
Wow, that's a great bit of detail.
Yeah. Peter's exec producer at Top of the Pops.
He also, let's make this absolutely clear, scroll up a little bit more. This is actually a really great bit of Andy Peter's knowledge. He created the teenage-aimed T4 programming for Channel 4. That's huge. T4 was a big deal. T4, I think Andy is doing very well for himself.
He's doing all right, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Andy. Thanks for everything.
Andy, we love you, and you taught me that Andy could be spelt with an I.
Which has ruined... You were the start of, like, bad names.
Terry with an I.
I saw somebody that was called Brooklyn, and it was spelt...
With an I.
No. B-R-I-I-K. Yeah, no, it's... Yeah. Brooklyn, but it's B-R-O-O-K-L-Y, fine so far.
N-N-E?
Nailed it.
Shut up!
So they're just called Brook.
Lynn. Was it a woman?
I don't know what it
Lynn,
was.
Because Lynn is a female name.
Lynn.
Brook Lynn.
Yeah. Wasn't hyphenated.
Was their real name
all
Lynn
the words,
Brook?
All the letters.
What?
Shit, wasn't it?
The monkey. Nightmare. Incredible. So yeah, fast forward to season six, which handily for our purposes... was in 1997, all right?
Yeah.
And the cool dudes had come to town. Emma Forbes, not cool. Andy Peters, we love you, not cool.
Crying his eyes out all the time.
Let's have a bit of a cry as he cries his eyes out.
Yeah, there we go. See, let's see if this is...
See if we can get some crying on going on.
Oh, no.
Oh, another thing about Live and Kicking, because it was so live, a lot of it was about... phone-ins and Q&As, yep. And it was very much like a
lots
radio
of competitions
show.
As well before
competitions
basically everything
up.
Yeah,
everything. Well, the BBC is not allowed to do, but
it's
yeah,
because of this
it's
show,
because of this show. it was a lot of phone-ins, and all of the phone-ins were like Robbie Williams sitting down on a seat on a big like beanbag,
yeah,
and being handed a cordless phone the size of I think maybe you might say it's about the size of a brick.
Yeah.
And being like, yeah, what's your question? And the question's like, when you were 10, did you ever dream of being super big famous like you are now? And he goes, yeah, I did dream of that. Yeah. I want to be famous.
Thanks. Next question, caller. Cheers, Lisa and Holt. And up next, we've got Simon, who wants to know what you've ever done with a spider.
Oh, and we've got Keith from Carmarthen, who's asking a question about whether you'd ever be up for growing a moustache.
And here's Sandra, and she wants to know what you do when you've just got two leftover kippers in the freezer.
How many times do you use a towel before you think, I'm going to wash this towel?
Oh, good question. How many times do you?
Robbie, go on.
I don't know.
I don't have towels.
Yeah. Right, there's Andy Peters crying.
Do you want some crying?
Seems unfair.
Do you want to cry?
What I've done
Andy
is
Peters?
I've queued it up just before for Ant and Dec, which would have been around this time. I think they might have still been PJ and Duncan. So I'm going to see, because I remember that being news. Do you remember that? The day that PJ and Duncan became Ant and Dec. It was on News Round. I remember it because PJ and Duncan were my favourite pop band growing up.
Still on out.
Andy, you know you're a British institution.
Nobody could take your place. You are the best.
You are the best. And but listen, seriously, best of luck in the future. Mm. And we've got our fingers crossed for you. Take care.
Well done, mate. Well done.
Is that right?
Is that it?
I hate lying. I'd be glad to see the back of him.
So all
that. Now you have it.
I just want to say thank you to everyone. I can't do it.
Behind that were the two leprechauns, Sage and Angie.
Just flapping around.
Photobombing him horribly. La 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 la, I'm Irish. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm stereotyped.
They're Irish. Sage and, let's talk about Sage and Lee in a second.
Hello, I would like to make you feel quite embarrassed to be both English and Irish at the same time. Begara.
Oh, be Jesus.
It's everything
so bad.
Never ever do. Hello there. I like farting. I like wee jokes. Did I mention I'm a leprechaun?
It's just like, what were they?
There's a bit, we were about to queue it up, where they're pretending to have a shower. And one goes, whoo-hoo, whoops, dropped their soap.
Oh, they killed them off, didn't they?
Oh, whoops. Oh.
They killed one of the voice actors off for a year, and then they came back.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why they were like the other one. He had to do something to do. I don't know, but yeah, it was... we'll play some... Everything Costs a Pound as well, because it's, again, like, basically just like the gippos. So...
No, you can't say that, and what are you saying?
Well, but they're like, because that's the thing, but they made a point, Everything Cost a Pound, because it was like, you know, when you go to the fun fair and everything.
Oh, they were making out like they were cheap.
Yeah. You know, they're just like, that's a pound, that's a pound. That's about that Irish accent. Here is the Spice Girls, 1997.
Another quality rebooking.
Sage and Onion. Listen to the Spice Girls sort of saying the Sage and Onion is sexually harassing them.
So bear in mind, Spice Girls, huge deal.
97.
Getting queued up by two puppets that are Irish stereotypes.
So who do you think you are? The second? No, it's not his first album. So this is the start of the Spice Girls.
This is truly the most 90s thing we've showed to you ever.
Shove hate me here, aren't we? It's all in the wrist. It's all in the wrist.
And it's your turn to hand over to the man.
Yes.
But this time, do it gently. You are so aggressive.
I'm not aggressive. Here we go. Hang on. Here we go.
Stop looking at Moscow.
Gently. Please. Are you ready?
Please.
Gently.
They're throwing coins across the table. I don't understand.
Oh. What's going on?
Giving up the Irish accent there.
So basically, the premise was they were trying to throw coins at the Spice Girls who were wearing sort of
cleavage,
heavily scantily clad 90s pop clothes.
Very midriffy at this period.
And then, like, they weren't allowed to throw the coin to the floor.
And hence the whole stop looking at my skirt thing.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Children's
Gross.
Television 1997.
I think it's because it was viewed as so disposable. You just did it and it was forgotten.
Like,
except
yeah, no worries.
The internet, and it's never forgotten.
Yeah. I mean, there's more we can find. Who else have we got? So there's Sage and Onion,
which we are not very comfortable with watching now.
I wasn't really comfortable with watching them back then, I don't think. So just rubbish.
Can we just have a bit of Zoe and Jamie's first show? Let's have a bit of that.
Yeah.
Because this is when, for me, it actually got, as far as you can say, it actually got good.
Zoe Ball and Jamie Theakston, now they won their last ever show, they won a BAFTA for. Kids BAFTA, because they just fucking smashed it.
Yeah. They were both, I would say, cool people. As in,
yeah,
I would want to be their friends if they were my age, type thing.
Yes.
And look, they still made all the cock-ups and the talking over each other and nervous giggles and all that nonsense. Like, of course, because it's that kind of show. But they kind of did it with more confidence and whatever. They were a bit much, for sure.
Yeah,
but I really liked them as a kid, certainly.
Right, here you go.
So here's their first show. Hard to set this up. Expect stumbling. Like mine.
And you won't see it. Jamie Theakston, the very first cut to camera, he looks in the wrong camera.
And amazingly, there was a thing that became kind of an in joke: is Zoe Ball's leather trousers.
Oh yeah, because she wears these like crazy super 90s like PVC
sprayed on trousers and crop tops.
She was like, that was which is how people dress now again, but
boob tubes wore them a lot.
Yeah.
And she would have these spiky kind of hair balls, not like buns, more like kind of static buns.
This is before she did Radio 1 Breakfast Show, wasn't it?
I think so.
Let's check. But yeah, so it was like that. This is, and then during the course of this, obviously, she also started going out with Fatboy Slim.
Norman Cook. There you go.
So there's like one episode where Norman Cook was on and says something like, because basically they were allowed to do what they want and behave, but they just weren't allowed to say anything naughty.
Rude or sexy.
And apparently Norman Cook's like, oh, sorry, I'm late. Or like, he's like, whatever. She's like, yeah, I had to hurry up and get dressed up. I'm wearing your knickers. To Zoe Ball. And everyone's like,
oi.
But that's bad because it's kids' TV. But it doesn't seem to matter when you're throwing coins down and Baby Spice themselves.
And they are complicit. They're enjoying the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, stop looking at my skirt. And then slap it on the head. Anyway, Zoe and Jamie's for sure.
Yes, that's the creepy echo of Andy Peters crying. Voiceover guy you're hearing now became part of the show big way.
It's time for Live and Kicking, the Next Generation.
I am a bouncing ball, I will bounce around. The new broadcasting house, no wait, the old one. Bounce, bounce, clicking, clapping, bounce. Some biplanes with a live and kicking banner and a gold man in the middle for no real reason. Gets bonked on the head. Then it bounces some more. Bounces around again and then some more and then bounces some more.
Alive and Kicking for the Next Generation.
And for the next 31 weeks, we are going to bring you the best of everyone.
In fact, Mitch, tell us what we've got coming up in the next 3 hours.
I'm going to tell you, Jamie, and welcome back to you as well after the summer. Let's hope you're paying attention, because there's lots coming up. In a few moments' time, Boyzone will be here with I'll Be There. And later in the show, you could win their trousers. There's something to get your hands on. Then this morning at 9:25, their first visit to the Rugrats, and we find Chucky having a rather bad hair day. There's lots of rather large mice running around and causing mayhem in Run the Risk at 9:45. and Bret Hitman Hart will be wrestling with your questions at 10:05. At 10:10, Mr. Blobby bounces back with a brand new competition, Blobby's Baggage. And she must have been a beautiful baby. Our M's here to take your calls. Now look at this. Left, right, up a bit, down, splat, right, splat. Ooh, Spider-Man leaps back onto your screens at 10:35. And there we go behind the scenes at Wembley, where Electric Circus finds out what went on at the Top of the Pops Wembley weekend. Olympic rower Steve Redgrave braves the hot heat of the hot seat to answer your questions. And then it's Trev and Simon who embark on their Transmission Impossible at 11:35. Now, you know the number. Here's the new way to sing it.
01-81-81-1.
Wow, that new phone jingle rocks!
We're trying to sing it already now, as it is our first show.
I can hear something, Zoe.
Yeah, we have to start the show with a top band, OK? But not just any top band. I'll give you a clue as to who they are. They're cyberpunk, they're from Ireland. They're absolutely gorgeous. This is a track from the album called I'll Be There. They are the one and only Boys.
Straight down the stairs to Boys Down.
And she is doing the script. She's going, they're gorgeous. They've got five of them. They're covered in sex. I love them. And they've got hair. And he's just going, blah, 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 blah.
To camera.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, if you can dig that bare camera. But yeah, he starts talking and his head moves like 45 degrees when he realizes.
You just know the producer's going, that way. With a red light on it, you muppet.
I'm pointing. Yeah, so good.
Do you remember the rehearsal we did 10 minutes ago? That's what's happening, live and kicking.
So yeah, Zoe and Jamie.
Lots of words bouncing on and off the screen, like big smashing, like when they went to D-Ream, I'll Be There, or whatever it's called.
Things.
That's it, things going to get better.
Can only get better.
The words slammed onto the screen. Things can only get better.
Andy Peters crying.
Andy Peters crying. And it was nice that they introduced them with
and the
Echo.
Ghost of that, yeah.
Echo of Andy Peters, and they bring back in Emma Forbes to have a phoner.
And also the great thing is that, speaking of phoners, everyone, so whenever they did the phone interviews, I don't know the technology behind the phone interview. But they all had prop.
That's what I'm saying. They had the brick phones. They had actually the cordless brick phones.
Yeah, like, hello.
And that was their thing, is that they were cool enough to have brick phones. Like, I remember at the time watching the show going, I wish I was part of a cool enough family that allowed me to call up. They never called us phone, flat out. That would allow me to call up these lines.
A number.
Any number. I would get so absolutely bollocked if I picked up the phone and called anyone, let alone Live and Kicking.
You're like, 999, my house is on fire. Get off the phone.
I've started it and I'll finish it.
Oh, dear. I don't think I ever called in. If you ever did call in.
Why don't you call in?
Tweet us.
0818 1818 0818 1818 1818. Create a Twitter, problems.
Twitter account is just at 0818118181.
0800 Live and Kicking.
That was a good idea.
Let's make it happen.
If you were on Live and Kickin, knew someone was on Live and Kickin, if you ever called in, if you ever won anything on Live and Kickin, one of its many allegedly fixed competitions.
I definitely sent off postcards to the likes of this, Fully Booked, the Scottish hotel themed show.
Yep.
SMTV Live, its arch rivals. There were postcards to win. And when you look back on it as an adult, you go, there was no way I was ever going to win. The chances are just nothing.
You've got all the UK watching and they've got nothing else to do on a Saturday morning.
Nothing else to do.
Nope.
I didn't even have a hangover.
You'd have to be, the only other option is ITV, or if you were dead rich, you'd have had Analog Sky.
Yes. Dead rich.
With like a massive satellite.
Oh, those were the people to
be. Do you know anybody with proper Sky?
Did I know anybody that... No, I knew someone with a Sega Mega Drive. And I knew someone with an Amiga.
We talked about that the other day. My brother texted me. He was like, do you remember this game? It was the Lawnmower Man, the film, the Lawnmower Man
had
game.
A game.
Which apparently is notoriously impossible to complete. And we had it, because remember we bought it from Blockbusters from the reduced section. They had like unrentable games on SNES, and we bought a bunch of them, and one of them was Lawnmower Man.
And it was really hard.
I never completed it. And there's a video of a guy completing the whole game in like 15 minutes. And it annoys me that I spent a whole Saturday trying to complete this game. Because it was, if you died, straight back to the start.
Oh, that makes me sad inside.
And to know that it was only like 20 minutes long, the whole thing, with absolutely no payoff either. It's just like...
It just ends. The end. Like,
that's it. You're done.
Yes, that was impossible. Deal with it.
Yeah, and what?
Well, that's how you made a game in those days feel like it was worth the money you were paying, is that because there was no comeback season, no saving,
yeah,
that it would take ages to complete because, even though it was only 20 minutes long,
yeah,
it would actually take 8 hours.
Yeah.
If not eons more. But yeah, you could hear even from that brief clip that Zoe Ball and Jamie Theakston were like delivered lines with some sense of intonation and, yep, kind of reflected what was going on around them. But that voiceover guy, he was huge. Mitch, he was called.
He was Mitch Johnson.
Such a big part of what I remember Live and Kicking being.
Because he interrupts that all the time.
And they would talk to him as if, they would talk to the screen as if he was there. And they'd go, Mitch, what's the time? Would be the kind of thing. Mitch, what's coming up next?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
Jamie, let me tell you. He reminded me of, what's it called, in Blind Date.
Yep.
And here's R. Graham.
Yeah, R. Graham.
This show's R. Graham.
He was, yeah. But yeah, it was, that's great. It was so good.
Your memories of the show when you were watching it as a child, the whole nine yards, you have fond memories of Live and Kicking.
I just remember it's so colourful.
Big and loud.
It's like loud, everyone's alive, everyone's kicking. But it was just like, well, here's take that. What was that? Spice Girls.
Is that Sporty Spice with a jar? Oh, they had things with big, like a foam hands.
Yeah, just so anything huge.
So they'd sit
huge
on hand seats,
yeah,
and they do thumbs up, thumbs down. They had a section which was that Run the Risk that you've heard a few times is basically like a gunging, yeah, game.
Because it was the '90s, so gunge was a thing.
Hit, Miss, or Maybe was kind of a pop review show.
Yeah. Do you remember this, Trev and Simon? We don't do duvets.
No.
Do you remember this? I remember this. Hold on, let me play this. Let's see if anyone remembers this guy.
This was the comedy duo so that we tried to make it off to begin with.
You know.
All right, let's play it. Let's see what's good or not. No. Is this because Chris Moyles took it up or something?
I'll make a nice cottage pie.
No, not steak mint. Polo mints.
I don't know how to make a polo pie. Oh, don't think we're going to have to get a customer soon. Otherwise, we're going to starve.
Oh, don't worry. Cool down. Hey, oh, I think we've got a customer. Oh,
No, Dougie, no. I don't think that's a customer, Dougie. I think it's some old down and out.
Are you open?
Open? Oh, we're open, yeah. Don's very open.
Yeah, get lost, you stinking old tramp. You need a shave, sunshine.
Poor Chris Miles.
I mean, is the shop open?
Not to the likes of you, and you're not sleeping in our doorway either.
No, well, I'm not homeless. In fact, I think you'll find I've got quite an important job.
Oh, yes? Hmm? What's that, then? Looking in bins?
I think fine, actually, I'm Britain's number one radio host.
Oh, it's Jonathan Ross.
Oh. Jonathan Ross. It's not Jonathan Ross, it's Chris Moyles.
Oh.
I'm the saviour of Radio 1.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I don't listen to Radio 1.
No, me neither. Well, I can't. I haven't got an ASBO. Or a hoodie.
I've had enough of this. If you could just clean that, I'll pick it up tomorrow.
Oh, oh. What is it, you? Oh, is it your stinking old sleeping bag?
No. It's a duvet.
No, it ain't. You shouldn't have said, Don, keep cool. Calm down, Don. No, you shouldn't have said that. No,
we don't do duvets!
That was like their catchphrase for that sketch. This must be from an end because Andy Peters' number 4 was just turned up.
I want to see what happens.
Do you do? Oh, sorry. Pause it.
Look, some of the old regular customers are back. This is the most customers we've had in a decade. Can I help you?
Actually, you can serve this tramp first. That'd be fine. No rush.
I'm not a tramp. I'm Chris Moyles.
You get the joke. They said it already. I mean, that's how you know what the joke is.
Chris Miles.
Trev and Simon, I must have honestly blanked them out.
Really? I remember Trev and Simon.
Were they funny? Because that wasn't a good indication of that fact.
No, it was like really bad. They were the folk duo. They had a folk duo.
They reminded me of a wannabe Dick and Dom. That's how they feel to me. And Dick and Dom did appear at some point in the early noughties period of it.
Yeah, I guess Dick and Dom got replaced, Trevor and Simon. So Trevor and Simon Wikipedia is a descendant in what happens when you were once at the pinnacle of like
fame,
entertainment, and then just after that, it's like I looked up. I don't want to shit on them, but because you know it happens to the best of us. But yeah, it's pretty depressing. It's like
Trevor and Simon Wikipedia.
It's like 1990s. It's like then they. So after Live and Kicking, they host an Egyptian-themed game show, video game-based quiz show called Games Republic on the now-defunct television station Dot TV.
Whoa.
2001. 2005, they're at Glastonbury. Trevor and Simon wrote an episode for the sixth series of My Parents Are Aliens.
In August 2015, they released the first episode of their crowd-funded comedy drama podcast, Strangeness in Space. The podcast stars Trevor, Simon and Sophie Aldred with guest stars including Dune McKicklin and Rufus Hound.
Good for nothing Hound. Sadder than two men
crowdfunding a podcast. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Anyway, two men just talking to themselves in a room.
Look out for us on Patreon.
Yeah, I mean, who would do just like a podcast? Like, and ask for money?
Gross.
Yeah. So, our advertisers for this week... are grapes.
Ooh,
and
grapes. You're not drinking.
Some squash.
You have some squash. I had a bit of a whiskey then. But
so buy that.
Cheers.
On Patreon.
Do you know Patreon? That's like a...
Yeah, no, I'm familiar. I've listened to enough podcasts now.
Oh, yeah, you know?
I know my trousers are brought to you by Patreon.
Are they?
No. Oh. So, yeah, I mean, we've tried to give you a little taste of what Live and Kicking was.
Yeah.
Basically, loud, colourful, anarchy, plus Boyzone, and Louise Redknapp, who I had a horrible crush on because, you know...
She's a lovely lady.
Louise Redknapp. Boyzone, Zoe Ball's leather trousers, terrible microphone technique, trust us, we know, and Mitch, the voiceover guy, and Trev and Simon, and the Leprechauns, and that...
And it all died because of CDUK. Ant and Dec killed it.
Ant and Dec were... Because basically... Zoe Ball and Jamie Theakston just left because they'd done their 3 years and fine, whatever, move on with your life. She was busy, he was busy, whatever you want to do.
Steve Wilson and Emma Leddon.
These two randomers took over.
Steve Wilson you recognise?
No way.
Emma Leddon's Irish.
No way. They just didn't work at all.
Not that you recognise someone, but she's Irish.
But she had, like, they had no chemistry, no knowledge, no nothing. Absolutely zero.
Let me play you the intro because it has Mitch working his hardest because he's like, for fuck's sake.
That's
how to support these two pieces of shit for the next 2 seasons.
This is when CBBC had the logo of C on a yellow background. Preferably so C and then the BBC
logo.
Quite
lazy, really.
I mean, this was a really big deal when CBBC became a thing. It's a children's BBC.
True, yeah.
Wow, because the moment has almost arrived. Yes, we've been waiting 5 months for its return.
Also, no, Lewis and Clark in the background.
Literally just a few seconds away. And they've got fantastic new guests, as usual. Tom Jones, S Club 7, Bewitched. They're all going to be there live in the studio, as are Blobby. And, of course, the Leprechauns will be back as well. And don't forget, they've got two brand new presenters. Steve Wilson and Emma Leddon will be there to guide you through 3 hours of fun-packed entertainment. So don't put the kettle on. Don't go to the loo. Stay right where you are. The new series of Live and Kicking is next.
Right, why is this played? Because this will be like the fifth time we've ever had it on. Just pull back the mic just so we can assess what's going on
here.
Sure,
yeah.
Jamie Theakston, Zoe Ball, huge, big names, edgy, exciting quiffs, gel in their hair, cool. Whatever.
They never updated the intro either.
You want people to replace. You want people to replace, like, that are going to be similarly... What was success about the last one? Edginess. Now, go.
Hello, Blobby. Morning. Oh, no, he's back. Hello. Hello, you're joining us outside Tellyland here in London. This is Mitch here, and I've missed you. Where have you been all summer? Welcome back. Look, we've got showbiz celebs arriving at TV Centre. That looks rather like...
S Club 7 in a car.
And remember, there ain't no party like an S Club party. Here's a little red Corvette.
Corvette. Who's in this one then? Ah, it's one of those new presenter types. And here's a white Corvette.
Mate, can we stop at a cash point? Stop at a cash point.
Obviously works for the BBC, got no money. So we've got new presenters, new jingles, I've got new socks, and as everyone arrives, I've forgotten we're already on the air, and they're all late. There's our new commissionaire, who looks strangely familiar.
Fine, good luck.
Thank you.
Move on, Peter.
Hiya.
That's time now.
Going up in the world? Oh, yes. Come on, you. Jamie Theakston as a cab driver.
Most people ever wanted large fries. These are our new presenters, Steve and Emma. Oh.
I know.
Stage door. Very nice. We'll be greeted by the new director general, I believe, very soon. Ah, Mrs. Scroggins, the tea lady.
Zoe Ball pretending to be a tea lady.
Absolutely marvellous so far.
Oh, right. Xander Peters made an appearance. Now, this is that weird bad joke. So, bear in mind, they brought these people in because, like, shit. Jamie Theakston's gone. We just had the highest ratings we've ever had. We won a BAFTA for that last their last episode. Right, we're killing it. CD UK has come along. Sorry, no, SMTV Live's come along.
Which is cool and fun, cooler, and funky.
It's higher production value.
Yep, and very music-led.
Music-led, and they got, like, good bands in, and then it followed by CD UK. So it was
and
like,
Ant and Dec, who are an established duo who have chemistry and are funny.
Yeah.
And have musical background. Yeah. Well, let's queue up these random Dealey's, blokes babe. With four or five people who've done the show better than them before, making weird cameos.
No, this is weird. Yeah, just listen.
So here's Andy Peters as somebody in charge of the BBC.
Do keep walking, got a show to do. Now, do remember, Saturday Morning Television Live is created by the BBC for the BBC. Whatever you do, don't step on the ants, don't kick the cat, yes, or somebody may well deck you. That's history. This is the place to be. Good luck. Thank you very much, Mr. Where's my driver?
Mr. BBC executive.
Okay.
Very nice.
Right, let's find out what... Oh, then Mr. Blobby!
So, yeah, it doesn't get any better than that.
Ant,
and that's pretty much the...
Step on the
don't
ants.
Step on the ants.
So, ant...
Make sure you don't kick the cat.
Cat Dealey.
Or you might get decked.
Might get decked. So essentially saying that Ant and Dec, who were part of Biker Grove and were a British pair,
yep.
got bought out by ITV to go do SMTV Live. Why?
I don't know.
Over a badly cued cat meowing joke.
Meow.
Don't kick the cat.
And then Mr. Blobby, who at this by this point, this is like 1998
or 7.
Where when these two come in?
1999.
This is nine.
Oh my god, he's still going in 1999.
Lovey is still there, riding around on a bicycle.
As Little Red Riding Hood on a bike. So, Little Red Riding Hood, Mr. Blobby.
It's like ongoing for so long.
And those two, just play a little bit of them because this is unfair, but there's just nothing going on. They don't have any room for chemistry. They don't know each other.
Steve, welcome to our brand new show. Now, here's what's happening. Let's have a look. I've got no idea, really. Bewitched will be getting jiggy with it with a new single later. We got a surprise for one of you. It could be your number. Stand by. It's Triple Trouble also today. Three helpings of the Rugrats, including two brand new episodes.
Still going, 999.
Three up.
We'll discover how well you know each other in Great Mates.
Again, Great Mates taking the piss out of Chums, which was the...
It's just such a pale comparison to the Friends knockoff that Chums was.
Hey, at 10:25, we say hello to Tiny TJ, the small boy with a big IQ and smart guy. Then we meet a Welsh rabbit. Tom Jones drops in for a chinwag.
Also, the idea of Tom Jones being on Live and Kicking.
I hear you're
amazing.
9 years old. Here's Tom Jones.
That's the video for Sex Bomb.
I have said whoa maybe 12 times so far this podcast.
Sex Bomb. Cheers, Tom, for coming in. How can you explain to the viewers at home what Sex Bomb is? Oh, well.
Well, I would love to. Take a lovely bit of sex, yes, and then you put it into a bomb, yes, and then you light the fuse, yes. That's a sex bomb.
That accent
was good, wasn't it?
Incredible. I'm not sure where it was from.
It was Anthony.
Oh, you're going to do... I see, you're trying to do that.
Lovely little bit of sex bomb, yes.
Oh, lovely. Well, yeah, I don't want to play any more of that because it's it.
No idea. That's what you need. That's what you get. So, Live and Kicking, how was it rewatching it?
Watching that, I was like, I enjoyed it because it's good. And there's not, when I watch kids TV now, like with when young you people.
Yeah. Kids TV doesn't exist anymore, by the way.
No, it doesn't. It's all
programming. This magazine show thing, that doesn't...
No, because there's the internet. Doesn't you get the iPad. We got Angry Birds. So like two old men now complaining. We got Angry Birds. They're just people playing Angry Birds.
They're playing Pong on their computers.
What are the other one? Candy Crush.
Yeah, so...
Snapchat.
Castle Siege.
They're all Snapchatting, aren't they?
Not for me, love. Not for me. Yeah, it's a totally one-of-a-kind 90s experience. Late 80s into 90s. The kids' magazine show, because children didn't have the internet or phones or watches or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it was all about competitions, all about loudness. And I don't remember loving it as a kid.
Do you?
I remember really liking it in that hot spot of the Theakston Zoe Ball period. But even then, it was undermined by terrible program choices like Rugrats that never went away and repeated over and over. If it was X-Men and Spider-Man more and more, then yes, I would get it. But as it went, it just... When you are young and you're noticing bad production values and you're noticing people speaking over each other and that it's just poorly made.
I didn't notice that.
But when you watch SMTV Live, there's none of that.
There's no.
You know what led you as a child? Is it cool?
I do remember. I feel like what it was.
Live and Kicking wasn't cool.
But I got older. I grew up with Live and Kicking. So by the time I was old, like Live and Kicking felt a bit too... It wasn't for me. And obviously my love of Ant and Dec.
And also
being
it
a diehard fan.
Lame.
Of Ant and Dec.
Well, also Cat Dealing, whatever.
And also, fuck you, Mr. Blobby.
Yeah, fuck you, Mr. Blobby.
10 years of Blob.
Blob off.
Yeah.
Literally on your bike. Or your little Red Riding Hood bike.
But it also makes me sad knowing that television centre is now flats.
Yep, very expensive flats. Own a part of history. No thanks.
Own where Jamie Theakston...
Once fell over Zoe Ball getting into Maserati.
Dressed up as a... Yeah, apparently Jamie Theakston would just dress up as anything.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
It's a joke, isn't it? Dressing me up as something.
Yeah.
It's what I do on the radio all the time.
You're always putting the dress
It really works,
on.
Yep.
Good visual gags.
I was Peter Pan earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So rewatching it, I know this doesn't really work because it's a live magazine show. Yeah, were you enjoying it? Did you like it? How on earth can you rate this?
It's tough, isn't it? Because it feels like it's just that you can't really...
You can't. You can't assess it in that way because you wouldn't sit down and go... Ooh, I'll rewatch some Live and Kicking because it's just elaborate links and musical numbers from Boyzone and, you know, All Saints.
Yeah.
But it does have a fun Wikipedia section, you know, have those subheads where it's like plot, whatever. So this obviously doesn't have plot, but it
I
does
didn't even
have...
know this. So Live and Kicking returned, and so the two that we just watched, that tanked basically.
Destroyed.
Took off the air. Live and Kicking returned in October 2000. It was completely revamped. Four presenters.
Including Katie Hill off Blue Peter.
And then they moved up to Glasgow, which is your first mistake.
Well, also the bouncing ball was bouncing around somewhere in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Fools.
Scottish Television Centre. Yes.
But the Wikipedia page has a section called Demise and Replacement.
Yeah.
And I want to be part... I want, at one point in my career, if I ever get a Wikipedia page, which I probably never will, I want there to be a bit that says Demise and Replacement.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
the name
write
of my
it
first,
for you. Yeah.
First album, Demise and Replacement.
Demise and Replacement's good. And obviously, if you're on a musical tangent, why not listen to Cheap Meat's debut EP, The Parts That Show, available now on Spotify, Apple Music, and from the band's website, cheapmeatmusic.com.
I can get you on the Spotify.
You can get me on Spotify, Apple
on
Music.
Apple Musics.
And actually, if you've been listening to this podcast, you've heard the intro to The Parts of the Show, which is the first track of our EP, upwards of 2 years?
Yes, sir.
You've been hearing the intro. So imagine hearing that, and then there being more of it with me singing.
All I could ever dream of.
Great.
Get a bit of Jamie Theakston there and I'm yours.
Theakston was actually in the room while we recorded it. Just
that's
a little
really
known fact.
News,
yeah.
He had some good ambience.
He kept looking the wrong way. He was trying to...
Was the rap robot there?
No, he wasn't there because he would have put me off when I was trying to do vocal takes.
That's a good point, yeah. That's right. He'd be a terrible producer.
The rap robot should be somewhere.
He should appear in what a... The... You should have a skit halfway through. Where the rap robot turns up and interrupts
Drummond,
your
and
rap.
I'm here to say...
Hello! Greetings. I hear you like cheese.
Great.
Great stuff.
But yeah, I don't know.
He's the Mr. Blobby of our franchise.
If he lasts anywhere near as Mr. Blobby, one of us won't.
If the rap robot turns up on a bike dressed as a Little Red Riding Hood, would you be surprised?
No, that would actually, that would be great.
Let's make it happen.
Bring, bring.
Bring, bring. Hello, greetings.
Like, beep, boop. Like you'd have a robot bike bell.
Quality. So, marks out of 1,990.
Fuck, I don't know. It's really hard because it feels like such... It feels like Live and Kicking to me, like all the other ones, like... Live and Kicking feels like deserves to like be in a museum.
I agree. Okay, let's rephrase the question for 1 week only.
Yeah.
How 90s is Live and Kicking out of 1,990?
1,990. It is the most 90s thing
in the world. I'm
going
to give it 1,990 because...
It is peak 90s.
Easily the 90s-est thing ever.
And all for great reasons either. It's like not. I'm not saying it in a negative way.
And also, we're saying it's shit, but that's not the point. You don't watch it going, is this good?
Yeah.
It just works or doesn't work.
And
it's
also
chewing
now...
chewing up shows. It's goofing around.
Yeah.
It's silly. It's stupid. It's Boyzone.
Be-doop, be-doop,
it's phone be-doop, sections be-doop, where you call up. It's where you win some goalie gloves with, a, with the Brit Junior
You've
Jack
won
on
a
it.
Tiger smart computer.
You've won a Scion tablet.
Yeah. Connect to the TV with it. Connect to the internet through your TV with this pure internet TV pad. Do you remember those? There's like those blue pads that you could get on the internet with.
That sounds appalling.
Through the dial-up line, I remember them.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I think we have a very unusual situation where we've both given
sidebar
one show 1,990.
Yeah, because it's. Like I said, it's the mothership. It's the gateway
it's
to all the all the. It's unreviewable. Feels
it's
unfair to shit on it.
Could you review the concept of books? No.
Yeah, because it like the show
this
itself.
Is the concept
like,
of
I mean,
90s.
Because it's interesting because the comedy in it is lowbrow,
goofy, silly.
The presenting,
dumb.
For the most part, not
brilliant.
That great. The guests, brilliant. Because it's like Will Smith is on it.
Huge names. Huge names.
And they
names.
Had to explain, like, oh, yeah, so this next scene, Will, if you come over here, yeah, that's come down. We'll look forward to seeing Independence Day 4, Independence Day. If you could just hang out with these two men.
These two leprechauns,
they're
great.
Two leprechauns got sage onion, and they're going to throw coins at you.
Yeah, how good's your cleavage these days?
Will, Big Willie.
Keep popping those pecs, Will.
Put them in your baggy pants.
Thanks, man. Keep jiggy with it. Is that your phrase? Nice one.
Brav.
Brav. Very posh man, brav.
Nice one, brav.
Nice one, brav.
But yeah, so...
We have a record. 1,990.
It is peak.
You said it would never happen.
They said it would never happen. You said... You great theme tune.
Yeah.
Great intro.
Great hot pants. The Weezer Redknapp, like I say.
So yeah, I think that's probably... Where do we go from here?
There's no way of topping it. Well, tune in for season. Should we have a new season?
I think I tried to decide that. I feel like
let's have a new season after this.
Do you want to do it, yeah? Because we had a break. So, yeah, sorry for the delay in the new episode. But I've just been dead busy because I've been in a rock band.
And I've been on the radio. And I've been doing the Oscars, which were a big deal.
Check you out.
Yeah, was that the Oscars?
You were trying to one up. Did you go to the Oscars?
No. No.
You watched the live stream of the Oscars?
Correct. Where that robot did it all for me.
It was on Sky. You watched that on Sky?
There are other ways of watching it. Yep.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I didn't watch the Oscars. Did you stay up late? Did they make you go to work the next day after you watched the Oscars?
I did a 36-hour bender of watching all of it.
You did a Grimmy?
I did. I did 36 hours awake.
Wow.
So I was up early in the morning on the Sunday, wait the whole day, watched
Theakston.
It all the night through, and then went straight to work and appeared on every single daytime show the whole day.
Oh my god.
And then I went home at like 5.
And slept for a while.
Slept for an hour, but then I had to wake up again because I'd get knocked off. So I slept for like an hour or two, woke up, cut myself awake until like 8 or 9, then went back to sleep.
You got knocked off?
Because if you don't, it knocks you off your sleep pattern.
Oh, Jesus, sorry. You're listening to the most boring podcast in the world.
I nearly killed myself.
I didn't even know it. I just didn't realize there was terminology that you could use.
You get knocked off your sleep. Oh, I'm making shit up.
Did you? You're like, you said it with such confidence.
Yeah, I got knocked off my sleep access.
You don't want to get knocked off, mate. The next thing you know, you'll be up all hours.
Don't want that.
Cat's talking to you. Jamie Theakston's knocking on your door.
Rap robot coming to life.
Jamie Theakston got done for that, didn't he? That's one of the things. went to a sex dungeon, didn't he?
Was that it?
Jamie Thiekson did, yeah. I don't think that's allegedly either. I think that's just kind of like he's into, well, we've all got our vices.
Well, it's like Richard Baker.
We're all God's creatures.
Took drugs.
And now he just sounds like he takes a lot of drugs on the radio all the time, just shouting at people.
Yeah, you see, he believes things very fiercely. Good for him.
He's annoying though, isn't he?
We all are. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
I've been the Rap Robot. Hello.
Hello.
And I've been Ali Plum.
I've been Ross Drummond.
You've been 1990s Problems, haven't you, Mr. Podcast?
And I'm here to say you've been listening to 1990s Problems.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Stay witchy, bitches.
Stay witchy, bitches. Love
we
you.
Love
bye.
You. Thanks for putting up with us. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.